Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's exciting. I mean, we don't just come to just like fill a spot and get the season over with. You gotta come and really like live in the moment or you know what are we doing? So I've been in a couple division races in my career, and it's probably the most fun I've ever had. So I'm excited to have a role and in that and. Go out and just try to do the job as best I can and put us in a position to win some games because it's all about just scraping them out.
In your first appearance in Washington the other day, there was some confusion on the scoreboard. It was showing 85 for your fastball, which turned out to be your changeup, which you used a lot in that first outing. How did it feel being back? And what I know you were trying to get all your pitches in there. What did you feel like coming out of that first outing?
You know, I felt pretty good. It felt mostly like. It felt good to be out there, and you know, I had traveled a lot recently, so I'm going to be honest. My body felt tired, and I got out there, and I was like, man, I haven't thrown, like, this late in a day in a long time either, which was so weird. So there was a couple of those scenes where I was like, oh, God, I wish I could come out and have a bunch of adrenaline and do it. But once I got out there, it was good to kind of just, I don't know, play the game. When I was in Florida during the All-Star break, Max came down. He was there for a day, and he threw a bullpen. And we were kind of talking after, and we were some young guys there, and Jake was there too. And he was just kind of talking. I was talking about his bullpen and like telling guys, like, hey, you saw how he threw. It wasn't Max effort. He was just trying to hit spots and play the game. He's like, yeah, I play the game ahead. And he just said the art of it is making those decisions, even if there's not a guy in the box. That's the fun part. So the other day I got to go out there and, like, you know, it was 8-0 game. It's getaway day. It's just like go there and play the game and have fun. And that's the fun part is figuring out how to get these guys, especially when I don't feel like my 98's quite there yet. And so I got to think a little bit along the lines of how Sugar has this year and using his off-speed stuff. And that's something I want to do anyway. So, you know, I'm definitely happy with how I approached it and having success in that way. It was enlightening.
You're someone that uses your arm, you throw for a living, but being on the IL, there were those several weeks where you weren't allowed to throw. So what do you do during that time to kind of keep yourself engaged mentally, physically? How do you kind of pass that time by?
Well, first things first is I've always kind of ascribed to the mentality that, like, if I'm ever going to – if someone passes me or I'm not, like – how I continue moving forward in this game is just no one's going to outwork me. So I'm going to do the necessary work. So I really just dove into our rehab program and like really just dominating it every day and doing it as well as I could. So I left the field every day knowing I'll put everything I had into that day. That was first. And that allows you to think day by day. And then I have I was doing some working on some fun stuff, off the field when I was, you know, teams on the road and I was done by one. I hung out a lot with my family and we have two new kittens and spending time with them as well. But working on, I got into video editing a little bit for like YouTube channels and stuff and just different types of editing and learning a lot about it. And I did a lot of kind of the grunt work of learning the basics of that stuff and how that whole process works. I have a video editor. I make YouTube videos, but I haven't done a lot of the editing myself. So my goal was, I was like, I'm going to learn the baseline so that I can have a better understanding of what they're doing and how to work with them. So that was, I was like, I'm going to learn something new during this time. And that's kind of how I handle it, too. I get excited about stuff.
Trevor, glad you're healthy. Glad you're back. Thanks for the time.
All right, thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.